At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hi, word nerds. Hey, what? Hi. I am your host, Spencer. This is episode F238 of the podcast called The Dictionary. Let's get right into it. No time for dilly-dallying. We gotta talk about the full words. The second form of full is an adverb from before the 12th century. Number 1a. The synonyms are very and extremely, as in, knew full well they had lied to me. I knew full well. So it's not that they extremely lied to me. I extremely knew that they lied to me. I knew very well. I knew all the lies because when they were lying to me, I was like, I literally know the facts of the situation that you're telling me, and you are lying to me. Lying is very bad. It's full bad. 1B, the synonym is entirely, as in swung full around. And that is a quote from Morley Callahan. What swung full around, entirely around, all the way 360 degrees? Was it your golf swing? You swung full around? Ooh, today, I'm recording this on July 25th. I just got so excited. The new Happy Gilmore movie comes out, speaking of golf. Can't wait to watch that. Golf swing swung full around. Maybe what else swings? A swing. If you're swinging on a swing and you're like, I want to go around the pole all the way around. I want to swing full around. That's what kids want to do. And then we realize that's probably not possible without some external force helping us to get around. And then you got to have enough force to make you get all the way up, but keep on going and not let gravity pull you down. You go all the way back around. And I don't know if anybody's ever done that. Number 2, the synonyms are straight and squarely. The example is got hit full in the face. Maybe it was a basketball that hit you full in the face, squarely, straight on the face, right on the nose, and your face is all black and blue. Full in the face, hit full in the face. Number 3, has no definition, but it is used as an intensive. It's so intense when you say full. The example is wound up winning by a full 4 strokes. That's a quote from William Johnson. Billy Johnny said wound up winning by a full 4 strokes. Well, that seems like it's another golf example, but it's not. We're not talking about golf in relation to full. We're just using full as an intensive to say, wow, 4 strokes, that's pretty intense. You won by 4 strokes, a full 4 strokes, not a half four strokes, a full 4 strokes. All right, that is it for the second form of full. I shall make a sound effect, which will be, what shall it be? I'm just going to use a little bit of my full voice and go, was that full voice? I don't know. The third form of full is a noun from the 14th century. Number 1, the highest or fullest state or degree, as in the full of the moon. The full of the moon. I've never heard this word used described in this way. This word described, this word used in this way, as a noun. The highest state, the full state of a thing. So, that state for the moon, when it's full, it's the full of the moon. This is not how I talk. I don't talk this way. Number two, the utmost extent, as in, enjoy to the full. I would say the fullest, but I guess technically you could say it this way if you want to. The utmost extent, enjoy to the utmost extent. Here you have free reign of this whole party bus. Enjoy it to the full. There is a phrase in full. Number one, to the requisite or complete amount, as in paid in full. You paid it all off. Oh, I'm so proud of you when you paid off your student loans. You paid off your car mortgage, your house mortgage. Do you mortgage a car? You lease it. Or you, whatever that is. Paid in full. I always try to pay off my credit card in full. You don't live beyond your means, because then if you can't pay it, unless it's like an exception, if you can't pay it, then you're getting charged interest. And that's not good. Why, you don't need to pay interest. Just pay it off in full. Live within your means. Number two, to the fullest extent, the synonym is completely, as in read the book in full. Nah, I don't. One day when I finish this podcast, I will have read this book in full, except for all of the extra pieces, just the bulk of the book. All right, then I guess technically I will not have read it in full. So maybe I should read it in full. From page one. Oh, look, I had Dr. Demento sign my dictionary. I should get other people to sign my dictionary. Yes, from all the way from Dr. Demento's signature all the way to this blank page at the end. All right, next word. Ha. The fourth form of full is it's a verb from 1794. First is intransitive, and it's talking about the moon again. We're talking about the moon. Not your bare bottom. The moon up in the sky. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Nope, it's the moon. All right, it means to become full. So the moon is intransitively becoming full as it just hanging out there. It's doing nothing, but it becomes full because of the position of the sun and the moon, and they're like facing each other from our perspective. Now, transitive for this one is to make full in sowing. So we're not talking about the moon. We're talking about sowing, to make full in sowing. Well, I don't know enough about sowing to understand how do you make something full when you're sewing with a needle and thread. I'm not so sure. But it's transitive because you're doing it. You're doing the action. Ha. The fifth form of full is a verb from the 14th century. It looks like this one's just transitive, which is to shrink and thicken by moistening, heating, and pressing. And the thing that this is happening to would be woolen cloth. So you are fulling the cloth? I don't know anything about this because I am clearly not a fabric person. You're shrinking it, thickening it, you moisten it, then you heat it, then you press it, and that's fulling the woolen cloth. So, we do have some etymology to talk about for this one, because it is a little bit odd, to me at least. It is from the Anglo-French fouler, which means to full. Also, it means to trample underfoot. So maybe people wanted their woolen cloth full, and they would trample it with their feet? Like you're making grapes for wine, but no, you're fulling wool. Interesting. Also from the Latin fullo, which means fuller. So are you trying to make the cloth fuller in some way by shrinking it and thickening it? When you shrink it, it becomes thicker because it's the same amount of stuff, but it's taking up less space. And so it's thicker, thicker wool. I gotta go full my wool. All right. Go full my wool. My wool needs to be full. Ha. Full back. One word, noun from 1887. Number one, an offensive football back used primarily for line plunges and blocking. So they're plunging into the line. They're blocking other people coming at them. But why full back? I know there's half back, and obviously the main dude throwing the ball is the quarterback. Does it have to do with where they are, what their responsibilities are? I don't know. So I should probably learn these things at some point. Number two, it's probably about their role. Like, are you only doing this thing? Do you change roles? Are you sometimes this and sometimes that? You know, I don't know. A fullback is like only blocking in that situation, but maybe a halfback is like sometimes blocking, sometimes doing this, and the quarterback is like a quarter of the time they're blocking, but most of the time they're taking the ball and they're throwing it. I don't know. Number two, a primarily defensive player, usually stationed near the defended goal. And examples of where, what sports this fullback situation is in is soccer or football as most of the world understands it, and also field hockey. Not ice hockey? Do they not have full backs in ice hockey? Field hockey and soccer/football. So they're a defensive player in American football. They're an offensive player. In the other ones, they're a defensive player. And they are they're defending the goal. They're stationed near the goal to defend the goal, and they are a fullback, and I don't know why we use these terms. I don't. Ha ha ha. Next is full blast. Two words. Adverb from 1909. It is at full capacity. Also, with great intensity. Full blast. So I feel like those are two definitions, two separate definitions. At full capacity. So like, oh, we're all full up. The elevator's full. No more people can come on to this elevator. We are riding this elevator full blast because it's at full capacity. Also, with great intensity. I guess that one kind of makes more sense with the word blast. You're going to go do a thing full blast. Let's go running down the street full blast, full speed with so much intensity. Full capacity. I guess full capacity is like, okay, yeah, if you're doing a thing with great intensity, you're using all the capacity you have to do that thing. I am using my full capacity. So it's not a literal capacity of all the things in my head. My head's definitely at full capacity. But no, you're using your capacity to do a thing to the full extent, which is why it's at great intensity. There, we figured it out. Congratulations to everybody. Have a drink. Ha. Next is full blood. Full blood. Two words with a hyphen. This is the first form of full blood. Adjective from 1812. The synonym is the first definition for full-blooded, which is coming up. Ha. The second form of full blood is a noun from 1846. It is a full-blooded individual. A full-blooded individual. Well, what is a full-blooded individual? Let's talk about that right now. Full-blooded. Two words with a hyphen. Adjective from 1774. Interesting time to use the word full-blooded. Number one, of unmixed ancestry. The synonym is purebred. And, I think I got some issues with this word, with this whole idea of full-blooded and purebred. Really? Is anything, at least humans, And even like a lot of dogs and cats, like maybe there's some animals out there that are full-blooded, but I think when it comes to humans, you can't technically describe yourself as full-blooded. Maybe like if you go back generations and generations, all of the people who got together to make babies for generation upon generation, that they all came from a specific area, and so they are full-blooded of the same thing, the same place. But when you really get down to it, there's gonna be some mixing at some point that is unavoidable. So, like, how far back can you go to say that you're full-blooded? You go back 1,000 years, I don't know. There's always some mixing, especially with the Neanderthals. Can you?
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I mean, yeah, I guess technically maybe if you go back 1,000, 2,000 years that your family has only been in this one little place and there's been no people coming and going. So yeah, maybe, but like at some point there had to be some mixing. The other issue I have when we're talking about purebred dogs, we created the breeds in the first place. So there had to have been some sort of mixing at some point, and then you're just mixing. You're not mixing. You're breeding that type of animal over and over again. Which the whole breeding process, don't get me started on that. So they're purebred, but there's a whole lot of issues that come with purebred animals. They got health issues, and so I think we gotta mutt everything up. We got to mud up all the animals. Why do we have these different breeds? Let's see what other things we can make. Not from a breeding standpoint, but just like, let them make, if you want them to make the babies, let them make the babies. From the Rottweilers to Chihuahuas, that's a dog I would like to see. But let's not force them to do it. Let's just see what nature does. See if they're into it. Number two, the synonyms are florid and ruddy, as in of full-blooded face. This one is literally talking about the blood in your face. The blood goes to your face maybe when somebody says, oh, you're cute, I like you, would you like to hang out with me? And you're like, oh, yes, my face is full-blooded. I'm getting a little ruddy, a little florid. It's like my face is a flower. Full of red. The blood went to my face. Number three, the synonym is forceful, as in full-blooded prose style. Wow, somebody was writing a poem, a forceful poem, because it was full-blooded. They put all of their intensity and energy into that prose style. What would a full-blooded prose style be? Ah, that poem, it's like it's hit me in the face. It's so forceful. Number 4A, lacking no particulars. The synonym is genuine. Now, I don't know if I'm familiar with this usage of the word particulars. Lacking, why do they word things this way? Lacking no particulars. Could it be, it's so hard for me to think about this. It's lacking no particulars. So it has all the particulars? It's lacking no particulars. So it has them, right? Genuine. It's genuine. Genuine. It's like it's purebred. It has unmixed ancestry. That is a full blooded Rolex watch. It's genuine. It's lacking no particulars. 4B, containing fullness of substance. The synonym is rich. Full of substance. It's rich. Oh, that fudge. That is some full-blooded fudge right there. Because it's that there's a lot of substance in that fudge. Full-bloodedness is a noun. Is that a full-blooded, rich tone? Next is full-blown, two words. Adjective from 1601. Number 1A, fully mature, like a flower is full-blown when it's blossoming, it's blown up all the way. Number 1B, being at the height of bloom. There we go. We're literally talking about a plant, probably. The height of bloom. Oh, I'm blooming. I'm at full blown. I'm a full-blown plant at full bloom. And then I'm closing and dying. Number 1C. This synonym is full-fledged, which I think will be in the next episode. Yep, full-fledged. Number 2. Possessing or exhibiting all the usual or necessary features or symptoms, as in, sounds like we're talking about a disease, maybe. The example is, a general philosophy, if not a full-blown ideology, is emerging. That is a quote from W.H. Jones. So they were saying, let's reword it another way around. A general philosophy is emerging, if not, maybe, possibly, a full-blown ideology. So it's not just like, ooh, I have this philosophy in my head. It's like, no, I'm going to take it one step further. I'm going to make it full-blown, go all the way. I'm possessing or exhibiting all of the usual or necessary features or symptoms of maybe an ideology, which is where I, like, actually maybe change my actions based on this philosophy I have. I do things. I say things out there in the world. This is how I believe. This is how I'm going to live my life. This is how I think you should live your life as well, because this is possibly a full-blown ideology. It has all the necessary features or symptoms of an ideology. We have another example. This one is literally talking about a disease, and it is developed full-blown AIDS. We have gotten pretty good at holding off AIDS. When people are getting HIV, at least here in America and maybe some other places, we got some pretty good medicines to let them live a pretty normal life. But there are places in the world where that is not the case, and they are developing full-blown AIDS. And there was that bill, and I think that part of the bill, which made no sense, was getting rid of these life-saving medications for HIV, and I think that they took that out of the bill, which was good, but why was it part of it in the first place? And why are people trying to get rid of those things in the first place? It really, really makes me full-blooded and angry. Ha ha. Full-bodied. Two words with a hyphen. Adjective from 1686. Number 1, having a large body. That's it, a large body. Well, in relation to what? You gotta compare it to something that's smaller. So a large body is full-bodied, and a smaller body is not full-bodied. Number 2 is talking about a beverage. And it means imparting to the palate the general impression of substantial weight and rich texture. It's one of those situations where the words are flipped in a funny way, makes sense to some people, doesn't make sense to other people. So you are imparting the general impression of substantial weight and rich texture to the palate, to your mouth region, your tongue, where you're tasting things, your smell, that whole situation. It's full-bodied. That beverage is imparting that it has substantial weight and rich texture when I swirl it and smell it and taste it. Ooh, that is a full-bodied beverage. It's got a large body. Number 3, having importance. Wait, by the way, let's backtrack a second. We are almost always talking about wine. when we're talking about this beverage situation. It's almost always wine. I don't know if people, maybe it may be a coffee. Maybe sometimes people are calling a coffee full-bodied, maybe. A beer, I guess it depends on the beer. There are definitely some beers that I would think could be described as full-bodied. I don't really drink a lot of them. I'm not a big beer fan. There's some that I like more than most of them. But yeah, maybe some beers would be full-bodied. What about an iced tea? Can you describe an iced tea as full-bodied? Does it have substantial weight and rich textures? Maybe a tea expert would call one of them a full-bodied. Number three, having importance, significance, or meaningfulness, as in full-bodied study of literature. You are studying the literature and it has so much importance, significance, or meaningfulness to you. I guess I would not be one of those people who is studying literature in a full-bodied way because I do other things. I should read more. I'm just learning how to read. Ha, 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 ha. Full bore. Two words with a hyphen. Bore is B-O-R-E. Oh, you're being such a full bore when you're reading the dictionary. I'm trying not to be a full bore. This is an adjective from 1974. Number one is the number two definition for full-blown, which would have been possessing or exhibiting all the usual or necessary features or symptoms. The example is a full-bore crisis. Now, I don't know why we're using bore here. You know, bore has a few different definitions, but full-blown definitely makes more sense to me. We've blown it up to its full situation. Number two, made with maximum effort, as in a full-bore attempt to succeed. There's probably some bore definition out there that I don't remember because I would have read it years ago, and it has something to do with doing something, boring a hole, you're being boring, bore. I can't think of any other ones. Ha, full bore again, but this time it has no hyphen. Two words, adverb from 1927, with maximum effort or speed, as in runners sprinting full bore. Well, and now I feel like I just need to go back and look. Let's go back and look. We got Bologna. We got booby, borderline. Oh, here we go. Must be on the next page. Bore, bore, bore. Well, we got a number of bores. Boring a hole, making a thing like that. Where's the one that you're going at it? Tidal wave. So a tiresome person being bored. Which one would it be? Is this one of those situations where we don't, it's just, they're just like, we're just going to put the word bore in there instead of blown, full bore instead of full blown. Making a hole, I see a lot of that. Maybe this one. To make one's way steadily, especially against resistance, we bored through the jostling crowd. Could be that one. It's like as if you are boring a hole into the crowd. That's interesting. All right, I'm not reading all the individual ones, but that seems the most likely. You're going full bore, full steady ahead, drilling a hole through the stuff. Runner sprinting, full bore. Full circle, two words. Adverb from 1878. Through a series of developments that lead back to the original source, position, or situation, or to a complete reversal of the original position. This is usually used in the phrase, come full circle. Oh, hey, look at that. We've come full circle. We were having a conversation, and we went all the way over here, and then we came back, and we came back around to the original thing that we were talking about. We've come first full circle. We've gone through a series of developments that somehow lead back to the original thing that we were talking about or doing. The original source, position, situation, or, this one's interesting, it's a weird way to use the phrase come full circle in this other situation, which is a complete reversal of the original position. How does that work? So if you've got, somebody's got an idea, they believe a thing, they have that full-blown ideology, and then somebody comes in and they talk to them, they persuade them, to come full circle, but in it's a backward circle. They're going the other way. They're going counterclockwise or anti-clockwise. And they're like, well, wait a minute, maybe I don't believe this thing. You can come full circle in that way too, which is not how I would think of it, but I guess it's possible. I guess people use it that way sometimes. Full circle. Next is full court press. Three words. There's a hyphen between the first two. This is a noun from 1952. Number one, a press employed in basketball on both halves of the court. But now, what sort of press is this? Are you pressing the ball away from you, or are you maybe pressing, maybe the defensive people are putting the pressure, pressing on the offensive people? That's maybe what it is, but it's a full court press. So they're doing it on the whole court, the full court, both halves of the court. What a press. A press employed in basketball. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about the basketball terms to know what press is. So we have to move on to number two, an all-out effort or offensive. Ah, so maybe it's the offensive people who are putting on the press. Putting on the press. Bloop, 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 ba boop, ba boop, 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 ba boop, ba boop, 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 boop. Putting on the press. An all-out effort or offensive. Ah, full dress. Two words with a hyphen, adjective from 1761. Involving attention to every detail in preparation or execution, as in a full dress rehearsal. I guess I would have put that in as a full dress rehearsal, but this is a full dress rehearsal. Also as in a full dress investigation. Well, definitely when it comes to a full dress rehearsal, I am more aware of that one. I've been through dress rehearsals. Dress rehearsals is where you're trying to, you know, you've got the costumes, you're trying to do the lighting cues and the music cues. And a full dress rehearsal is you go through the whole thing in that way from the beginning to the end. You could do dress rehearsals for scenes, maybe some scenes, maybe a whole half of the show, but that's not a full dress rehearsal. Involving attention to every detail in preparation or execution. The investigation, those detectives are doing a full dress rehearsal investigation. No, let's not complicate it. A full dress investigation, because they're looking at all the little details. Full dress. Well, let's talk about that, because that's a whole other entry, and it's the last entry in this episode. Ha, ha, ha. Full dress, two words. Noun from 1748. It is the style of dress prescribed for ceremonial or formal social occasions. We're putting on our full dress today because we are going to a formal occasion. What does our full dress include? Well, maybe we've got a tux, and maybe we've got a gown, and maybe we've got a cummerbund and a tie, and a belt, and a tiara, and fancy shoes, and a garter belt, and stockings, and pants. That's full dress. We got all of it. All right, well, it is now time to pick a word of the episode. We are so happy to do that. We're so happy to pick a word of the episode. We had today full, 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 full back, full blast, full blood, full blood, full blooded, full blown, full bodied, full bore, full circle, full court press, full dress, and full dress. All right. Well, You know, there's a few interesting ones. Nothing crazy here in this block of text. Full circle is kind of an interesting thing. Oh, we've come full circle on that. What do we... Have I come full circle on anything? I'm sure I have. Let's see. Full-blooded. I'm not full-blooded. That's for sure. Most of you probably aren't either. Anything else? I don't know. Let's just pick. Well, there's also full-bodied. I made my little sweet coffee drink. Let's do a little stir, mix it up, make sure it's all good and mixed, so it's not full-blooded. And let's have a sip. Is this a full-bodied coffee drink with creamer and sugar? Well, it's still fairly hot. Ah, what a full-bodied coffee. Full-bodied coffee, full-bodied coffee. Let's go buy some full-bodied coffee and wine. All right, that's going to be it for this episode. I don't have another movie to tell you about, although the next time I record, I probably will, because there is a very good chance that tonight we will watch Happy Gilmore 2. We also really need to see the new Jurassic Park movie before it leaves theaters, so hopefully we can do that soon. This weekend, though, it's a pretty busy weekend, so I don't know if we'll get to do that this weekend. Also got to see Superman. Why haven't we seen that yet? All right, let's end this episode. Thank you so much for checking out this show. Go ahead and share it. Tell some people about all the fantastically wonderful things that I am doing on this podcast, which is all of it. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye. Nom, 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 nom.